Chum salmon are replacing Yukon kings as the main target for commercial fisheries on the Yukon River. The Yukon king used to be the base of the lower Yukon's economy, but dwindling king returns and tighter restrictions have commercial fishermen downgrading to chums, KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
Yukon kings are among the most oil-rich salmon found in the world, but their numbers have been dwindling for years. Last year, they reached historic lows, and this year looks to be similarly poor. Meanwhile, over a million Yukon chum continue to run and return to the river to spawn. Jack Schulteis of Kwikpak Fisheries says his company began preparing years ago to adjust to the Yukon runs.
We were insightful enough to see this coming to where let's invest in chum marketing, and we worked really hard on those markets, invested a considerable amount of money into it.
Schulteis manages Kwikpak Fisheries. He's overseen operations at the processing plant in Imanak. Behind him, water is being pumped from a tender. It's the melt-off from ice keeping thousands of chum salmon fresh. Schulteis says the decision to focus on chums is a matter of simple math.
It was the issue that there was a lot more pounds of chums to sell than pounds of kings. And if you just fish kings, it's a two-week fishery and it's over with, where chums go all the way through the summer. I mean, we fish into September.
Kwikpak has operations in three lower Yukon villages. There have been seven commercial openings so far this season. Schulteis says they have purchased about 1 million pounds of chum. That's pumped about $500,000 into the local commercial fleet. Summer Yukon chum fetch 50 cents a pound. That's just 10% the price that king salmon would fetch on the Yukon. The last king-directed commercial opening was in 2007. At that time, fishermen were getting $5 per pound. For some commercial operations, though, the reduced prices have made operations economically unviable. Tim Andrew is the chairman of the Musakchutlik Native Corporation located in Marshall. They own a small processing plant, but this year it's dormant, and the tender rests high and dry. He says their inability to harvest kings is the cause of the plant's closure.
You know, it used to be profitable, but we just can't operate in this current environment where we're only provided chum.
Nick Andrew is the president of the Ochagamute Native Tribe. He says in past summers, Marshall would be humming with processing activity. He says commercial fishing was the bread and butter of Marshall's economy.
It's a short-term, fast cash fix, but that short-term, fast cash that becomes available pays for fuel, heating fuel, all the your credit obligations with the local stores. Families buy clothing for their children and themselves, and to save money to buy gas for the fall and winter subsistence activities.
Fishermen aren't the only ones making some cash on the commercial industry. Kwikpak alone provides employment to about 300 workers, most of which are Yukon locals. Jerome Williams is a 16-year-old from St. Mary's. He's one of many young workers earning upwards of $9 an hour.
I ain't complaining about it. They pay me.
The lower Yukon is in the Wade-Hampton census area, which has by far the highest unemployment rate in the state. It's at almost 25%. As William gets ready for another round of fish cutting, he says he's looking forward to spending his money this winter.
It'll make it enough for what I want to get. Yeah.
What's that?
A snow machine, but after that, I don't know if it'll help me throughout the year.
Williams is working as a processor for the third year. Schulteis says providing jobs is one reason to continue with the chum-directed fishery.
There's been commercial fishery here for close to 100 years. We're just trying to maintain that.
Commercial fishermen on the lower Yukon can look forward to a small pay increase. Kwikpak will be paying 20 cents more for fall chum than for summer chum. That's 70 cents a pound. Schulteis says fall chum are the oiliest and most flavorful chum in Alaska. Fall chum is sold primarily as a smoked product to Japanese markets, as well as whole food markets in Europe and the United States. Reporting for KYUK, I'm Shane Iverson.